Hello from Peru. My name is Ignacio and I've been a Global Issues Network member, leader, and local global change maker for 6 years now. In 2013, a savvy educator saw the capacity for schools to come together and discuss the problems that affect the world and our future. Global Issues Network developed student-led gatherings in partnership with schools to empower agency and channel creative action towards empathetic collaboration. This gave birth to what we know today as the GIN Conference, an interconnected web of stakeholders that prioritize equitable sustainability, problem solving, empathetic community organizing, and lifelong learning. It's a place for students to share their ideas and knowledge with each other. Additionally, it is a magnificent space to generate solutions for global issues and share your accomplishments. GIN conferences are student-led and organized gatherings that value community building. We are a network of student-led school communities that organize locally, regionally, and internationally. Through conferences, we have seen local, regional, and global networks of GIN changemakers grow, strengthen, and affect real change. As a member of an active participant of GIN, I presented my own GIN project at over 5 international GIN conferences. These experiences have resulted in a deeper understanding of who I am and how I want to exist in this world. I have seen how these conferences join GIN stakeholders fighting for common goals, working together to create true, empathetic, and sustainable change in our local communities. In 2019, I had the opportunity and privilege to organize and host a GIN conference at my own school. I led the Food Justice and Keynote Speakers Committee. Our Food Justice Committee team built a low-carbon, organic, locally-sourced menu that highlighted the multi-regional and rich diversity of our Peruvian culture. In addition to creating connections between local farmers and vendors, we also crafted an awareness campaign and presentation to show the power of individual choice when addressing climate change through food. This understanding and connection between choice, our shared global issues, and responsibility was taken to a next level with our keynote speaker and Peruvian hero, Chef Gaston Acurio. He spoke to our sense of purpose and a need for intentionality when connecting our lives to our culture, to our everyday experiences. He showed us how he connected his love of food and desire to empower young adults in Lima with little to no access to his world of culinary education. Our team drew a clear through line from our food on our table to culture, to community-centered empowerment, to our necessity to understand our surroundings and how this shapes what we know with such wonderful keynote speakers. Another example is Francesca Meyers, an urban planner who is actively building sustainable processes and practices in Lima. So, how might we work together to create a local global issue network here? Could we begin thinking about who might want to lead the call to action and begin creating student-led learning and gatherings to empower and address our shared local global issues?